Gift Grub on the Ian Dempsey Breakfast Show.
With Lavazza Qualità Rossa, Italy's favourite coffee. A sip of joy.
Today FM.
Listen, I thought you were, you know, tried and trusted, Fair City and all the way Fair City, even though you kind of have a love-hate relationship with it. But it says here, apparently your dream is to be on Coronation Street.
That's right, Ian. Right. In fact, I just tried to Google it a second ago.
Right.
I just tried to Google Coronation Street a second ago, and talking about hard times, the first thing that pops up at me is coronavirus.
Oh, God.
It's just,
you just can't get
it's
away
in everything,
it.
Ian.
Yeah, it's everywhere.
No, I'd love to be in Coronation Street. It's great. It's great. They have a great life over there, you know, they have in Corrie.
Yeah. Yeah.
Every time I switch it on, they're lorrying into the beer at 12:30 in the afternoon in the Rovers. Yeah. Imagine spending half your life skull dunkered out of your mind, just going, "Hey up, Chuck."
Hey up,
what a life. Yeah. Brilliant. And you don't even have to use, you know, as many words over there. You know, if you're winding down in life and kind of looking at retirement, you're looking at using less words. I mean, they don't use the word "the" over there at all.
Yeah.
You know, they just say, "Put kettle on."
Put
you know, and
on,
I use the kettle a lot, Ian.
Yeah.
So it'll save me about a million des, pretty much. And there's great longevity in it as well.
Yeah.
Your man, Ken Barlow.
Right.
He's still one of the main love interests
right.
in Coronation Street. And he's nearly 100 years of age.
I see.
I mean, he's bedded so many women in Coronation Street, he's practically lapping them at this stage. Wasn't I with you in 1971, love? I mean, I can't remember.
And hey, listen, Daniel, who would you be in it? I mean, I could imagine you, for example, as, say, the new owner of the Rovers, that you would be the
That'd
main...
That'd be great.
Wouldn't that be
How
good?
Are you?
Yeah.
How are you? I'm the new fella from Newton and Ridley. how are you doing? I think, do you know, I'd prefer to be an owner, though. Isn't there a Knickers factory in Coronation Street?
Oh, well, there was the last time I saw it.
I'd love to be an owner of the Knickers factory. And I'd love to be a baddie just ordering people around shouting, "Hey up, Chucks, get those Knickers done and we'll head over to Rovers and get hammered." And occasionally, you know, shifting the face off one of them in the back room and then looking evil.
Well, listen, good luck with your dream there. Hope it works out. And by the way...
Well, I was on Fair City, so...
Yeah, you were right about Fair City. A few listeners confirmed that to us, that they're mentioning COVID in practically every scene that they go into. So you were
Correct.
Absolutely spot on there. Well done.
Correct. I watched them again last night, and there's four of them walking down the road, and they're walking so far apart from each other, it's like a Backstreet Boys video. But anyway, I'm worried what's going to be happening in Fair City, Ian, when Dublin goes into phase 3.5 or 7 or 4.2 or whatever, and we're all locked down, hiding under our couches, but we turn on Fair City, which is a month behind, and every restaurant in Carrickstown is stuffed,
yeah.
And McCoy's is back open, and they're all going, "This is great, isn't it, Paul, that the whole thing is dying off." We're going to need even more psychiatric help.